the number of vacant houses in the country could be half what the official 2016 census figures show. And that report was from GeoDirectory. The discrepancy in the numbers could mean that our population figure of 4.7 million is actually underestimated. In a moment, we're going to be talking to the CSO to find out how they put these figures together and where the discrepancies might lie. But before that, Audrain Flynn, Newstalk's political analyst, joins me now in studio. Audrain, you're very welcome to the show. Explain to us why we might have this gap, this 90,000 vacant houses that are not vacant at all.
Well, Kieran, good morning. I suppose at the most simplest level, the CSO at the census last year said there's 183,000 vacant houses in the country, vacant dwellings in the country. The GeoDirectory, which is a subsidiary of Hon Post, they have brought a report which says there's only 90,000 vacant. Now, their methodology, as I understand it, having read through the document, the report they issued, is they largely get their information from the local postman, who knows if somebody's living there because they're delivering letters. And given that of the 180,000, over half of them are in rural areas or small towns. So therefore, in those areas, as anybody knows from a rural area, the postman knows everything, really. So they would know whether or not there's somebody living there. One of the difficulties that has arisen is that the protocol last year for the enumerators, when they were collecting census data, they were to record, if they were recording the dwelling as a vacant dwelling, they were to record a panel alongside it explaining the reasons why it was vacant, why the people were dead or had moved or whatever. But in 125,000 of the 180,000, there's no record of why it was recorded as being vacant.
It's about two-thirds.
It was left blank.
Okay.
So we have a situation where the CSO, and this is from their own, report on their website on the housing profile of last year. They themselves say only 57,000 of the 183,000 were actually recorded as to the reason why it was vacant. So they themselves do not appear to know why they're vacant other than they're ticked vacant. Now, the CSO, I've been involved on and off the CSO for 30 years, and I've always regarded them as the most comprehensive and the most accurate government agency for giving out figures, and I've always used them. I find it slightly disturbing to discover that potentially we could have this situation. Because you've got to sort of think that maybe that the postman knows more about it than the CSO enumerator. The problem then could be is that of the 90,000, about 27,000 can be accounted for by the fact that they are in nursing homes or they're living with relatives. That still leaves 63,000, roughly.
So 63,000, this gap, we don't know.
We don't know.
Which the GeoDirectory say are occupied.
Occupied, the CSO are saying
they're not.
Now, the problem with that is that the other 27,000, those people who are in nursing homes, etc., they're recorded living elsewhere. So they're accounted for in terms of the population. But the other 63,000 dwellings, and if you take even the minimum of any county, which is 2.3% of average number of people in a house, that brings you up into close to 150,000 people.
So what we're saying here, just because there's a lot of numbers there for people, that of the 90,000, nearly a third are accounted for. We know where they are. They're in the population stats because they're in nursing homes
absolutely,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's other 60-odd thousand homes that if they are not vacant, as the CSO says they are, it means that those people are not counted in the population stats, and up to what, 150,000 people. That's lowballing it.
Yeah, that's taking an average of 2.3 people per household. Now, the probability is a lot of people, because, I mean, well over 50% of the people are rural areas. So it's a fair possibility that a lot of those may be people living on their own.
Okay.
However, it still leaves a situation where you have well over certainly of 100,000, possibly as many as 150,000. And that is of the implications, for example. I mean, one of the key...
Yeah, what are the implications? Because if our population is 150,000 more than it's meant to be, surely like service provision and budgets and everything.
This is the problem. I mean, one of the primary objectives of the census is to plan for the future.
Yes.
Determine how many schools we need, teachers, and particularly medical services, what we have to be, how many home helps, how many hospitals we have, how many places in hospitals, how many GPs, guard stations, rural post offices, everything, all of those is impacted by the population. And indeed, even more so, the makeup of the population. I mean, how many people are over a certain age? Because you have a budgeting for, I mean, our pension, our elderly population is increasing considerably year on year. We have to budget then for pensions. If we have less than we think we have in the future, then we're going to be under budgeting by millions, hundreds of millions every year.
And I'm struck that budget negotiations in departments are kind of going to be kicking off, if they haven't actually really already started, for the budget coming up in October. All of that is based on this census data.
So figures. The other thing is a constitutional thing, potentially. Is that the number of TDs in the Dáil, which is currently 158, the Boundary Commission has said it would have had to add one constitutionally. Now it added two. However, the constitution says that there has to be one TD for a minimum of 30,000 people in the country.
Yeah.
Now, if there is 150,000 less, effectively we're the underrepresented by possibly another four TDs.
So that even though we've had the
we still need
another four.
Well, certainly three anyway, and possibly four. Therefore, I can think some political parties will be on the ball saying, "Hold on a second, we need to have a look at this." Now, the potential for fixing this, I think there is a possibility.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Yeah, okay. How do we do it?
I think you can do it because we're talking about two government agencies, effectively, or semi government agencies. I mean, the GEO Director is part of Ann Post. There's a database that Geo Directory have, which say they've got 90,000 people, vacant houses, a vacant thing. The CSO says 180,000. Surely they could put the two together and they can determine where these missing 90,000 are, and they could do a supplementary census for those 90,000 and get the figures from that.
Okay. Well, look, Derek Yeo, who's the CEO of Geo Directories, we're going to be hearing from him in just a moment because we've spoken to him. But before that, I want to bring in Cormac Harpin, who's a senior statistician with the CSO. Cormac, what's your response there to what Audrin said? With these two now conflicting figures, years 186,000 vacant homes, Geo Directories 96,000.
Morning, Ciarán, and thanks for the opportunity to speak on the programme. I think there's probably a couple of reasons underlying why the differences are there. In the first instance, the figures reported from the Geo Directory pertain to June 2017, whereas the data that we reported from the census was over a year earlier. We reported a snapshot in time as of April 24th, 2016.
You wouldn't have a 100% reduction, like in a 50% reduction at that time.
Well, I think that's one aspect of it. I think the other aspect is that the methodology employed, the Geo Directory count and in the census count, is quite different, and it's come up with different results. So, if I can just outline what the census conception of vacancy is. So, as you're probably aware, we employ about 5,000 field staff who go out into the field for the 2 months around census night, which was April 24th last year. They walk every street, every road in the country over those 2 months and knock on every door and call to every dwelling. And as part of that, if they're going to classify a dwelling as vacant, there's several quite stringent criteria that they're required to meet. So first of all, the dwelling needs to be habitable. Second, the enumerator is required to call to the dwelling on several occasions prior to census night and attempt to make contact at the dwelling. If they fail to make contact at the dwelling during those several visits, they're required to look for signs of occupation, such as a light left on or a car in the driveway. If there are no obvious signs of occupation, then they're required to make local inquiries with neighbours to ascertain what the dwelling status is. Even at that stage, if there's still no ostensible evidence that the dwelling is occupied, they're required again to call back to the dwelling after census night and attempt to make contact. And only at that stage, if there's no evidence whatsoever that the dwelling has been occupied on census night, it's categorised as vacant.
Yeah.
The Geo Directory methodology is quite different.
Well, actually, on that, Cormac, Derek Yeo, as I said, the CEO of Geo Directories, we spoke to him a little earlier, and here he is. This is the group, we should say, that carried out the research, which says there's actually only about 96,000 vacant houses. They, to us, outlined their findings and how they achieved them.
Well, I'd say it's a different survey. The CSO are doing a survey of population, not buildings. Within gathering that information, they have information gathered on buildings, but it's not a survey of buildings, it's a survey of people. And within their statistics, they do break it down. So they do say, for example, that they regard vacancies as houses for sale, for rent, houses that are under renovation. On their vacancy rate of about 183,000. They have classified 55,000 of them, and about 25,000 fall under the for sale, the for rent, or for renovation works. You know, people would expect that to sell very quick in this environment, and it does normally. And houses for rent, you know, people are screaming out for houses for rent, so and an apartment, so they're going to move pretty quickly through the housing stock. But on the night of the census, they were vacant. But they're not vacant in the sense that they're long-term vacant. We think that 96,000 is much more reflective of what's actually happening today in the market. We gather information on buildings, their addresses, their function, are they commercial, are they residential, are they vacant, are they under construction, are they derelict, are they demolished. Now, we do this in a multifaceted approach, but we primarily rely on the information from the delivery staff of OnPost.
Yeah, that was Dara Keogh, the CEO of GeoDirectories. Cormac Harpin, senior statistician with the CSO. Cormac, what about those two points he made there, first of all, that they're actually surveying buildings while you're surveying people? And the other point, that while you do have 5,000 enumerators who do very hard work, as you said, trudging up and down every road and boreen in the country, they're relying on postmen who are doing this work every day, not just for a few weeks.
I suppose the headline numbers that come out of the census are generally around people. But we do put an awful lot of effort, as I've outlined, into getting the building count right. So, you know, the numbers that we do publish on buildings and on dwellings, we'd stand over those as well.
Are you 100% confident then that your figures are right on vacant homes, and as a consequence that your population figure is accurate?
Yeah, we are. Like, according to the methodology that I outlined previously, you know, employing that methodology consistently across the country, across the 5,000 enumerators, we can say that on the night of April 24th last year, again, according to how we define what vacancy is, there were 180,000 dwellings that were not occupied on census night. And, you know, obviously we stand over our population count as well.
What about, as a statistician, and I'm not talking about, say, from a societal point of view, from a statistician, does that 10% vacancy rate, say, of dwellings in the country set off any alarm bells? Because I know, I'm reading here from a story that the scandal of Europe's 11 million empty homes, this is from a couple of years ago, but Europe has about 216 million dwellings, which means a 5% vacancy rate. Earlier this year, there were stories in the UK about a crisis in vacant homes there that had risen to a 20-year high. Again, it represented 5% of their housing stock being vacant, and they were calling that a crisis. When you got back those figures and it showed a 10% vacancy rate of housing stock, like, when you've got an outlier like that, did anyone there say, hold on, this seems a bit too high?
No, we're very close to the field operation, to the work of the enumerators as it comes in. Like, we're aware of the data as it comes through. I'd say that the enumerators, you know, they're an exceptionally dedicated and committed group of people. They work very hard at their jobs. They go to extreme lengths to make sure that they're categorising every dwelling and capturing every person.
Oh yeah, I don't want to seem like we're kind of saying the enumerators aren't doing their jobs. They're making up, filling out forms without doing it. But I just mean, you know, when you see the normative figures and crisis being used to describe vacancy rates that are half our own, did anyone there from a statistical point of view think this is an outlier?
Again, I'd say, you know, the application of the methodology that we've devised, which has been used for several censuses now and is well understood and well accepted by our users, you know, when you apply that methodology consistently across the country, that's the figure that we come up with. If you apply a different methodology, such as GeoDirector have done, you'll come up with a different figure, as has been the case in the GeoView report. But, you know, our figure is well understood, and it's been there for several censuses now, so I think it's accepted and people understand where that vacancy rate is coming from.
Cormac Harpin, senior statistician with the CSO, and of course, before Cormac, Audrin Flynn, our political analyst, was here as well, and we heard from Dara Keogh, should I say, the CEO of GeoDirectories as well. Thank you all very much for that. As Audrin said, this has huge implications. If indeed you go with the GeoDirectory figure, it means the population could be underreported by about 150,000. And as Audrin said, it shouldn't be too long before some political party jumps on this and says, hold on, we need four more TDs in this country.